Coach's Insight programs, they continue tonight on CARE. I'm Brandon Tammer. We're joined by ACCHS boys basketball coach, that is Corey Ecker, brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. Tigers just two games left here in the regular season. We'll dive into those in a moment. But, Coach, let's go back to last Friday, a home game inside the league against McLouth. McLouth able to get the win 66-43. Take us back to Friday and just a few key takeaways from that game.
Yeah, I thought we played pretty well for the most part. I think our one glaring issue, and it's a continual problem, is turnovers. You know, our half-court defense was good enough to keep us in the game, but second quarter we ran through a stretch where had too many turnovers and they got too many transition points. And so, yeah, I mean, they went on that run and that kind of hurt us. And then we got behind and just could never overcome that.
Well, I know it was certainly one of the better offensive outputs, you know, here over the last few weeks. And I know consistency has been kind of the head topic, you know, in our conversations on a weekly basis. But, you know, just in terms of the offense, what you saw in that game against McLouth, what'd you take away on that side of the ball?
Yeah, I know, definitely it was one of our better offensive games. And we've been playing without our leading scorer early in the year, Henry, and so we've had other guys step up. And, you know, Ben Hinkie scored 16, and Brooks Goodpasture scored 13, and Cade scored 10. And, you know, that was something we haven't had all year, is where we've had three scores in double digits. And then, you know, it gave us an opportunity, but again, turnovers hurt us on the offensive end that ultimately led to the score of the game. But overall, you know, we're looking to shoot more and we're more confident. So it's a good thing.
Got two games left here in the regular season. The time of our conversation here, everything seems to be good to go for Thursday and Friday. So you get CARE Paravel on the road Thursday, and then you wrap things up at home Friday against Jefferson County North. Just kind of the expectations for these last two games here of the regular season.
Yeah, so tomorrow night, CARE Paravel, somebody we usually don't see, so it'll be a fun challenge. You know, they're pretty athletic and play fast and up-tempo, so, you know, the key in that game is obviously you just gotta take care of the ball and limit the turnovers and their easy buckets, and, you know, we could be having a ball game there. And then Friday at senior night at home against JCN, and they possess a problem with size. They got two kids that are, you know, like 6'3", 6'4", and then 6'8". So, yeah, their size would be a concern, and we just got to do a better job of being physical and rebounding down low and giving ourselves an opportunity to be in that game.
Finally, Coach, just wanted to get your thought on the sub-state format. It's a little bit different this year, and obviously years past, eight sub-states, eight teams per bracket. Now that's just the four regions with the 16 teams that are going to be broken up into two eight-team brackets. Just wanted to get your thought on the changes to that. Do you see it more as a positive, you know, moving forward in terms of how the postseason's kind of dialed in and shaped up?
Yeah, I kind of like the idea. We'll see how it plays out across the board this year, but you know, gives you an opportunity to maybe match up with some different teams, you know, that you're not used to seeing, and it kind of shuffles the board around so that not, you know, a lot of good teams are in one sub-state. So I think that'll be good. And, you know, we have an opportunity, it looks like, to either go to Santa Fe Trail or Silver Lake or somebody like that. So, you know, that to me, that's a nice thing about this new format.
There it is, ACCHS boys basketball coach Corey Eckert, brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. Tigers have two more games here to wrap up the regular season. Thursday at CARE Paravel, Friday at home against Jefferson County North, and then sub-state will be the conversation going into next week. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll talk to you one more time next week.
Yep, thanks, Brandon. Talk to you later.